Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Rasmussen, and we do have an update. Paul, the ceasefire is holding between Israel and Iran.
Yeah,
and
President Trump told reporters at the NATO summit it's going, in his words, very well.
And speaking of the NATO summit, the president will return today. Conversations about that situation and, of course, what's going on in Ukraine and Russia, too.
Now, we have a new element to this story this morning, Larry. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman confirmed the country's nuclear, this is the Iranians talking, the country's nuclear facilities have been badly damaged. In an interview with Al Jazeera, this spokesperson refused to go into detail, but conceded Sunday strikes by the American bombers have been significant. Our nuclear installations have been badly damaged, that's for sure. That's a quote.
And we'll continue to bring you updates on the NATO visit and the latest between Israel and Iran. With the extreme heat here, Aaron, our producer, and I were talking, and we got a call, Pittsburgh's fire chief, Dr. Daryl Jones, because there are always fire concerns. Chief, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. One of the things I was thinking about was the attics. I know they get so hot, but yet you don't hear a lot about fires, you know, generating spontaneously, or do you? What is the situation with the high heat that it presents and risk of fire with your home?
Well, typically you will not have spontaneous combustion. Even in a heated atmosphere like the attic will not get to the temperature where Class A combustibles will start to burn. That would have to be like 400, 500 degrees. However, if you are storing like the oily rags, we all know about that situation, that can spontaneously combust. So if you have a clean attic, I wouldn't, it's going to be uncomfortable to go up there, but I wouldn't be necessarily concerned about anything combusting and starting a fire that way. This time of year, what we have to be concerned about is people grilling outdoors. Now, it may be too hot to even do that, but make sure your grill is away from combustibles like the siding on your house or anything like that. Another thing is just recreational fires. People will sit out in their yard, so long as they have a chimney or a specific area designed to hold that type of fire, they should be okay. Again, keeping it away from combustibles, like maybe your privacy fence or something like that.
Yes, sir. Chief Jones, I was just going to ask about the possibility of wildfires in these type of conditions. Do we need to be concerned in our area?
Well, our ground and everything is pretty wet right now. So I'm not saying not to be concerned, but again, the probability is probably kind of low on that. The high humidity, the constant rain that we've been getting, the amounts of rain, probably will prohibit a wildland fire. Here in the city, although we have some areas that are susceptible to it, they're usually not going to get to the point like what we've seen in Los Angeles earlier this year.
We're with Pittsburgh Fire Chief Dr. Daryl Jones. So, Doc, you know what's happening in just a week. It's fireworks season, and I know this is a yearly caution for a lot of reasons.
I've been here in the city now going on 18 years, and every year we have this same conversation, you and I, about this.
I know, Chief. Yeah, but it is important. You would think it's obvious, but one of the things is people shoot off bottle rockets that could land on the roofs of homes, and that can be problematic in and of itself, let alone someone doing something they shouldn't be doing with fireworks.
Exactly. Well, so the state laws changed, and so people are now able to legally go and purchase these fireworks from Phantom Fireworks and other distributors. And the problem is, though, technically in the city, you can't launch a firework within a couple hundred feet of any structure. So that's very difficult to do in the city. So that still makes them illegal to do here in the city. And the city of Pittsburgh do not allow them in public parks that's owned by the city. So technically you shouldn't have them. And if you do have them, there shouldn't be anything that explodes or flies in the air like bottle rockets. So, we will be out again this year with our fireworks task force, a combination of firefighters, code enforcement people, and police officers. And we will be responding to fireworks complaints, but it's probably going to be more educational than punitive because of our limited authority, considering the state has allowed these things to.
Also, on the 4th of July, that night on Independence Day, Chief, does the fire department staff up for any possible outbreaks of fires?
We don't necessarily staff up. We do prepare for the celebration that's going to be on the North Shore this year due to construction going on at the point. So we will have our fireworks there launched from the barge. We will work in cooperation with other agencies to make sure there's a secure safety zone for recreational boaters not to get in the way or come into our safety zone. And we'll make sure that that area is safe. The task force will be out, but we will definitely be overwhelmed. The task force cannot keep up with all the people who are going to be launching fireworks during that time. So I'm hoping for mitigation. In other words, people are being careful, being safe, making sure that the ones they use are legal for here in the city.
Always appreciate our conversations. Always a good opportunity to remind people, check your smoke detectors, change your batteries, make sure you have a detector. Dr. Darrell Jones, Pittsburgh Fire Chief. Appreciate your time, Chief. Have a great holiday season ahead. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it, guys.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.